This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27 of 1942. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, chronic pancreatitis, anemia of chronic disease, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was March 24th of this year. She has been having a lot of joint pains. It started in shoulders and hips and then progressed to hands and fingers. Knees are affected, and she does have a rheumatology referral in Lansing. And she's hoping to find some answers for the severe pain and stiffness in hands and feet. A lot of lab studies have been done. Inflammatory markers were very high. Gout is a possibility, although the symptoms she's exhibiting are not typical for gout. And the test for rheumatoid arthritis currently appears negative. But she's hoping to get some answers from the rheumatologist. She reports that blood sugars have been higher. Her gastroenterologist advised her that her pancreas is smaller, so she'll have more digestive problems, as well as it'll be more difficult for her to control sugars due to the shrinking pancreas. And sugars have been higher most recently. She does have the Dexcom sensors on and follows sugars closely that way. She has lost 8 pounds over the last 3 months due to limited intake of food. She denies headaches or dizziness, no recent falls, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She has chronic recurrent diarrhea that waxes and wanes. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no recent urinary tract infections, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. I do want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day for chronic acidosis, and pancreatic enzymes also with meals. Physical exam, weight 102 pounds, pulse 84, blood pressure is 128 over 66. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 6, 2025. Actually, June 5th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.36, which is improved. Estimated GFR is up to 39. Intact parathyroid hormone is 64.4. Calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes are normal with a carbon dioxide of 24. Albumin 3.8. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 10.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We would like her to continue getting labs monthly, though, because she fluctuates quite a bit. 2, anemia of chronic disease with stable hemoglobin levels currently. 3, diabetic nephropathy with increasing glucose levels, according to the patient. And she's treated with insulin for blood sugar control. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.